There's a lot of confusion today about what this day is all about that we sometimes refer to as Easter.
对我们今天所称为复活节的，我们有很多一些的误解。
Consider what happened at a church outside of Pittsburgh a few years ago.
想一下，在几年前在匹兹堡附近的一个教会所发生的事情吧。
In their Easter production, instead of portraying a crucified Jesus, they beat up the Easter bunny.
他们在复活节的演出时，他们本应该来描述这个对被钉的耶稣，但他们却打那个复活节的兔子。
For many people, today is just another day.
对于很多人来说，今天只不过是很平常的一天。
It doesn't matter at all.
对于有没有都无关紧要。
For some people, the only thing that matters about this day is new clothes and big meals and bunnies and eggs and candy.
对于一些人来说，今天重要的是有一些新的衣服，可以吃到很好的晚餐，可以有好的复活节蛋、复活节兔子，还有复活节的糖果。
But for Christian people,
但是对我们基督徒来说
，today is the most important.Celebration of our year. It celebrates the most important event in human history.
对我们基督徒来说，今天是我们祝贺历史上所发生的最重要的一件事情。
The fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and that He rose from the dead.
我们来庆祝耶稣为我们在十字架上受死，并且为我们复活。
The Christian faith is based on the belief that a dead person came back to life.
我们基督教的信仰是建立在一个死了的人复活的事实上面。
And because that person, Jesus Christ, came back to life in His resurrection, today matters.
正因为这个被称为耶稣的从死里复活了，所以今天才是至关重要的。
Now, Paul tells us here in our passage today that the fact that Jesus lives again is central to the Christian gospel.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们，基督从死里复活，对我们的信仰来说是至关重要的。
He says it's a matter of first importance.
他甚至说这是最最重要的。
Now, why is it so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
First of all, he says because it's a matter of historical fact.
第一，他说这是一个历史的事实。
Paul does not say, Jesus rose from the dead, just trust me, take my word for it. He did.
保罗没有说，他说耶稣从死里复活，你们相信我就照着我所说的话，你们相信吧。
Rather, he seeks to validate the resurrection by pointing to evidence that supports that claim.
然后他确实他是从很多的事实里面找到这样的一个宣称的一个证据。
And this evidence is as strong as that of any fact of history.
这个证据要比我们所听到的历史上的证据都要充分的多。
Paul mentions two articles of evidence here, the scriptures and the eyewitnesses.
保罗这里讲到了两个方面，第一个是圣经所说，第二个是目击者所证实的。
First, in verse 4, he says that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
在第四节，保罗说，照着圣经所说的，基督从死里复活了。
The New Testament writers understood that many Old Testament passages spoke of the resurrection.
新约的作者讲到很多，直到旧约就已经提到了耶稣复活这件事情。
They refer to Genesis 22 and Psalm 16. Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 and Hosea 6 and other passages that foreshadow and predict the resurrection of Jesus.
他们讲到创世纪二十二章、诗篇十六篇、诗篇二十二篇、以赛亚五三章和何西阿书第六章，在那里很多地方都已经预表或是预言了基督的复活。
And these passages were written many years before Jesus, compiled together at least 200 years before Jesus' time.
这些经文很多时候是在在这个事情没发生以前，甚至是在两百年以前的时候就已经写好，并且编在圣经里面。
So when Jesus spoke of his own death and resurrection, he was not inventing new ideas.
所以当耶稣讲到他的死和复活的时候，他没有再发表一些新的借鉴。
He was proclaiming ancient truths which were fulfilled when his tomb was found to be empty and he appeared to his disciples.
然后当他的坟墓是空的，然后他显给他的使徒们看的时候，这些事情都再证明了他是在宣称那早已写在圣经里面的事实。
And so the second piece of evidence is the eyewitnesses.
第二方面的证据是目击者的证据。
The Old Testament law established a principle that two or three witnesses would be required to confirm the truth of a matter.
旧约告诉我们，一个事情要被确立，必须要有两到三位的见证人。
Two or three.
两到三位。
Paul mentions 514.
保罗这里讲到有514位的目击者。
Eyewitnesses who saw the risen Jesus.
他们亲眼看见了复活的主。
If we add the ones mentioned elsewhere in the New Testament, we have 640 eyewitnesses of the resurrection.
如果我们再加上新约的另外地方所记载的，一共有640位目击者。
And what Paul says here basically is, if you don't believe me, go ask them.
保罗这里实际上告诉我们，如果你不相信我，你可以去问那些 见证人。
He says most of them remain until now, but some have fallen asleep or died.
保罗说一大半人现在还在，有些人已经睡去了。
Now think about the people in our churches for a moment.
想一下在我们这个地方的一些会众吧。
We have people in our churches who fought in World War II.
我们在这里面崇拜的，我们一些是经历二次大战的。
We have people who lived through the Great Depression.
在这里面有一些人是经历那个1930年的经济大萧条的。
Perhaps there were some who are here today who were there or nearby when the Tiananmen Square protests occurred.
在我们中间或许有一些人在天安门那个民主运动的时候，我们在现场或者在附近。
Or when Mao Zedong came to power in China.
或者在毛泽东1949年掌权的时候，我们中间有一部分人也在。
Eyewitnesses of historical events.
他们都是这些历史事实的见证人。
But Paul says that the members of the churches in his day included some of those 640 who had seen the risen Jesus with their own eyes.
保罗说在这个中间有640位的见证人是亲眼看见这位复活的主的。
You could talk to them yourselves in that day.
你可以在那个时候你可以去问他们。
Of course, they could have all been lying.
当然他们也许都在讲一个很大的谎话。
Maybe it was all a hoax and the people who claimed to have seen the risen Lord were just telling a big lie.
这一切也许是一个骗局，那些人都在讲一些，都讲很大的谎言，他们在使我们相信这个谎言。
But isn't it interesting of those who told their story that there's no variation or disagreement in the details of what they told?
但是有一件很有意思，在他们讲这个事的时候，他们所讲的中间没有什么不合，甚至有相反之处的地方。
And isn't it interesting that no one in the first century ever came up with a way to disprove the story?
并且有件事情很有意思，就是说在第一世纪的时候，甚至没有一个人起来说是来否认这个事实。
And isn't it interesting that many of those who claim to have seen the risen Lord actually died for their faith in Him?
而且更有意思的是，那些宣称他们见到复活主的人，他们最后也为了这个所说的而死了。
But we say, well, it's no big deal for someone to die for a lie. People die for a lie all the time.
有人会说为了一个谎言死，这并不是不足为奇。我们有中间有很多人都会为这一两个谎言而死。
Look at the news and you see the Islamic suicide terrorists who die for the lies of their religion.
我们翻开报纸、报章杂志，我们看到那些伊斯兰教的恐怖分子，他们为着他们所信的，他们去自杀。
But everyone who dies for a lie dies believing that it's the truth.
但是每一个为着谎言死的人，他们都确实的相信这个谎言是真的。
And if the disciples of Jesus made up the story of the resurrection, then they died for a lie that they knew was a lie.
但是如果基督的使徒们是为着一个这个复活来捏造一个事实，那么他们死就他们确实是一个为了这个谎话而死的。
One, two, maybe a handful would have been willing to do that, but a vast number of those first generation Christians in the first century embraced the martyr's death willingly because they knew the resurrection of Jesus was a fact.
也许一两位未死的话我们还可以理解，但是有这么多的人，他们在第一世纪的时候，他们见证这位复活主，也确实为他很心甘情愿的舍身。
They had seen him with their own eyes.
因为他们确实亲眼地看见了这位复活的主。
Skip the next paragraph and say, second point is that the resurrection matters because of its personal significance.
第二个方面很重要的是，它对我们个人是一个至关重要的。
It's a historical fact.
这是一个历史事实。
It's personally significant.
它对我们个人是至关重要的。
I was a history major in college, so I think historical facts are important.
我在大学时我曾经主修过历史，所以很多时候我认为历史的事实是很重要的。
But even I will admit that historical facts seldom make much difference in our daily lives.
但是就对于我而言，我还是必须承认，这些历史事实对于我的个人生活有时候并不足为奇。
But the resurrection of Jesus is a personally significant matter.
但是耶稣的复活对我个人，对每一个人都是至关重要的。
Notice that Paul says in verses 12 through 15 here that it is the basis of our faith.
保罗在十二节到十五节说，这是我们信仰的根基。
If Christ is not raised, Paul says, then our preaching is in vain.
所以如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
That means it's hollow, it's empty, it's meaningless.
这是表示这个我们所传的是虚空的，没有意义的。
And what Paul means is that the gospel we preach is hollow and empty and meaningless if Christ is not risen.
使徒保罗说我们所传的福音是虚空的，没有意义的。
Therefore, those who put their faith in Christ have put their faith actually in nothing.
然后那些把信心放在耶稣身上的话，如果他没有复活，那么他们就是放在一个虚空的里面。
Our faith is in vain, he says.
他说我们所信的便是枉然。
If Jesus is not risen from the dead, then in who or in what do we believe?
如果耶稣没有复活，那么我们信谁？我们信什么呢？
A carcass.
我们是些空空的躯壳而已。
Actually, not even a carcass, but what used to be a carcass that's decomposed into a pile of ashes that have long since been scattered into the desert.
甚至不是空空的躯壳，因为这个躯壳早已经被分解成一堆的骨灰，甚至已经是飘洒在这个荒漠里面。
If Jesus is not alive today, then we have fallen for the biggest lie in human history.
如果耶稣今天没有复活，那么我们是掉入了这个历史上最大的一个谎言的里面。
We might as well take the cross down off the wall and put up a big picture of the Easter bunny.
我们甚至可以把这个十字架给拿下来，我们就挂一个复活节兔子的像就可以了。
Or even better yet, just shut down operations altogether.
甚至可以说我们就停止这里一切的活动。
Apart from the resurrection, there is no Jesus in whom to put our faith.
如果没有复活，我们就不可以把这个信心建立在耶稣的身上。
He goes on to say in verses 16 through 19 that the resurrection is the basis not only of our faith but also of our hope.
保罗继续说，这不仅是我们信心的根基，也是我们盼望的根基。
Putting your faith in Christ is worthless because there's nothing left to hope for if Christ is not raised from the dead.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，那么我们把信心建立在耶稣上，就是一个完全没有价值的事情。
We would have no hope of ever being with God because we're still in our sins, he says.
如果耶稣没有复活，那我们还是在神里面没有希望，因为我们仍然活在罪里面。
The Bible tells us that sin separates us from God.
圣经告诉我们是这个罪使我们与神隔绝。
And this separation will be eternal unless sin is forgiven.
如果罪不得赦免，那么这个隔绝是永恒的。
But the forgiveness of sins comes because of Jesus' death and resurrection.
但是我们的罪可以赦免，是因为耶稣死而复活。
He died in our place to bear the wrath of God against our sins.
他为了我们的罪而死在十字架上，是让我们可以来承受神的震怒。
And in his resurrection, he triumphs over sin and death and the grave and hell to reconcile those who trust in him to God forever.
借他的复活，他可以战胜那死亡、那罪、那地狱、那阴间，而使我们可以与神和好。
Unless, of course, he didn't rise from the dead.
当然，如果他没有从死里复活的话，那这一切都不真的。
In that case, all we have to look forward to is hell.
如果是这样的话，那我们所能够盼望的就是那个地狱。
Paul says in verse 18 that our Christian brothers and sisters who've already died are perishing if Christ is not raised.
说我们在已经在基督里死的人，那些也就灭亡了。
Nothing to hope for. Only a,
我们可以盼望。
Only a future to fear and dread.
唯有盼望的就是我们末后所要面对这个恐惧和绝望。
And if we've only had hope in this life, then Paul says we are to be pitied more than all men.
如果我们在今生有指望，保罗说我们就比众人更可怜。
How pathetic must we be to believe in a myth or a fairy tale?
我们如果只相信一个神话或是个童话，那么我们的一生是多么的悲惨啊！
To live without indulging in all the pleasures that this world offers.
这是我们没法活在这个世界所给我们的这个最终之乐中。
Believing all the while that an eternal paradise is waiting for us.
这是我们来相信这个天堂在等着我们这样的一个谎。
This is what the world must think of Christians.
这就是这个世界所认为这个基督教信仰在什么地方。
Unless, of course, Jesus really did rise from the dead.
当然，如果耶稣从死里复活，这一切所讲的也就不是事实。
In which case, we have the hope of an eternal life spent in the presence of our living Savior.
那这样的情况下，我们在我们永活的主面前，我们就有这个盼望，这个永恒的盼望。
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our faith and our hope are fixed upon Him.
正因为有耶稣基督的复活，所以我们的盼望才可以放在耶稣的里面。
Our lives are lived in that reality.
所以我们的生命才可以活在这个复活的这样一个事实里面。
And this brings us to the final point here.
然后这才我们是最后的我们的一点。
The resurrection is the basis of our Christian service.
耶稣的复活也是我们服事的根基。
Paul says in verse 58.
保罗在五十八节这里说道
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
所以保罗说你们务要坚固不可摇动常常竭力多做主工因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面绝不是徒然的
If we know that Jesus is alive, then we must not sit around waiting for heaven.
如果我们知道耶稣是 是活着的，我们就不应该在这里坐着，要等着这个天堂的来临。
Rather be steadfast and immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord.
我们乃是要竭力多做主工。
Our faith in Christ should not waver.
我们的在神里面的信心是绝不可动摇的。
We can daily live in the confidence of His word and His promise.
我们可以每天活在他的话语和他的应许当中。
And we can put our hands to the task of the Lord's work.
然后我们可以举起我们的手来为主做工。
Always, Paul says.
保罗说，一直这么做下去。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord, he says.
一直这么做，而且竭力多做主工。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's not in vain.
因为所做的绝不是突然的。
Our Lord lives and He receives our service to Him, and nothing done for Him goes unnoticed or unrewarded by Him.
我们的主永活着，他来接受我们对他的侍奉，并且我们所做的一切不会不为所知，也不会不被奖赏。
So we must never give up.
所以我们绝不可以放弃。
We must never stop.
我们绝不可以停止。
We must never step aside from the work of the Lord.
我们绝不可以离开神要照我们所做的。
The risen Christ is worthy of our service.
因为永活的主是配得我们所侍奉的。
He sees it and He receives it as being done unto Himself.
他看见了，他也接受我们为他所做的。
And He has promised to be faithful to supply our needs in the midst of that work and to reward our labor in it.
并且他是信实的，他应许他要在我们所做的工上来供应我们，并且他要为我们所做的劳苦来奖赏我们。
Today matters.
今天至关重要。
It makes a difference to believe in the risen Jesus.
信不信耶稣是复活的，是绝对是至关重要的。
This is one historical fact that comes to bear every day on the lives we live, in what we believe, in what we do, and what we hope for.
甚至这是一个很具体的事实，活化到每个人生命当中，就是我们每天是，我们是为，我们相信什么，我们做什么，我们希望什么。
Today matters.
所以今天至关重要。
It matters because the resurrection is a fact of history.
因为今天，因为复活是一个历史的事实，所以今天至关重要。
And it matters because the resurrection is personally significant.
而且这个复活对我们每一个人都是至关重要的。
As we draw our service to a close today, if you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and been saved, we invite you to do that today.
我们在今天要结束的时候，如果你还没有接受耶稣为你的救主的话，
He died for your sins and is alive today.
他为你的罪而死，并且他今天是活着的。
He offers you the gift of forgiveness and eternal life if you'll come to Him by faith.
如果你因着信来到他面前，他就会把永生赐给你。
He conquered death so that you can too if you'll trust in Him.
他已经战胜了死亡，所以如果你信靠他，你也可以一样战胜死亡。
Some perhaps today sense that God is calling them to a fresh recommitment of faith in Jesus.And a fresh commitment to His service.
如果在我们中间的话，也有一些人，要或神呼召你，让你重新委身，重新的在他面前立志。
Share that with God in prayer as we conclude in just a moment.
用祷告来向神回应吧。
We're going to stand and sing 596, I Surrender All. And as we do, Pastor Steve and myself will be here down front to receive anybody who needs to come for prayer or encouragement about these matters or any other.
我们最后再唱诗歌596首，我愿奉献一切的时候，如果你们有感动的话，你可以到前面来。Steve 跟 Russ 会为你祷告。
As you stand, let's pray.
当你们站立的时候，我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this time today. Thank you for the risen Jesus.
主，我们谢谢你是复活的主。
We celebrate Him in song.
主，我们用诗歌来称颂你。
We celebrate Him in the reading and the listening to the Word.
主，我们用听你的话来敬拜你。
And now we celebrate Him in our response to the Word.
主，我们也用我们的回应来敬拜你。
So may we encounter the risen Christ today, whether it's for the first time or in a recommitment of our lives to Him.
所以无论是我们今天第一次，还是我们重新委身，我们都可以在这里面对面的来见到主。
Have your way, Father, as we respond to you.
主，你在我们里面来感动我们，使我们能够对你的话回应。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.